Welcome back, everyone, to the Superior Dome in Marquette, Michigan. Rob Bentley and Sandy Goldstein with you. Final score, Northern Michigan defeats Ferris State by a score of 22-20 as the Wildcats are able to hand the Bulldogs their first conference loss of the year. Ferris State's five-game winning streak comes to a close as well as Northern Michigan connects on a 31-yard field goal from Rocky Belmonte with 4:16 left in the ballgame. That proves to be the difference as the Bulldogs fall to 5-2 on the year and 5-1 in conference play. Sandy, we talked about it before the break. Hard-fought performance from both sides. The Bulldogs just coming out on the short end today, but nonetheless, a great contest between these two teams in a great venue here at the Superior Dome this afternoon.
Yeah, great atmosphere here in the Dome, as we expected. Very good crowd here in Northern Michigan. The band was good, and the crowd was loud. And, you know, I just think the Bulldogs, just the little things right there, and I think they're ready to compete in these kind of atmospheres. I think they showed that in this game. And, you know, even though things didn't quite work out the way they would have liked, I think they showed that they can play with these kinds of teams, and they can play with the better teams in the conference. So now it's just a matter of cleaning up the little things, because that's what separates victory from defeat. 22-20 on the scoreboard here, the final scoreboard. That is how narrow the gap is between winning and losing in this conference.
The Wildcats jumped on top first here in the ballgame, scoring only 4 minutes into the game on John Privatelli's two-yard run. The Bulldogs answered with 8:10 to play on their first possession as Tyler Thomas scored from 23 yards away. It was Northern Michigan surging back in front, 3:06 to go in the first quarter on a 13-yard touchdown toss from Privatelli to Dustin Branshaw, and that gave Northern Michigan the lead at 13-7 after one quarter. The Bulldogs answer 14-19 to play in the second quarter as Aaron Ullman caught a 6-yard touchdown pass from Tom Schneider. That made it 14-13 in favor of Ferris State. We thought the offenses were going to dominate in the first quarter of the ball game, first quarter in the first minute or so maybe of the second quarter. But from that point on, the defense has really stepped up to the challenge and took over control of the game. Rocky Belmonte connected on a 51-yard field goal with 10:58 to go in the first half. That gave Northern Michigan a 16-14 edge. That score stood up at halftime. In the third quarter, Belmonte connects again from 27 yards away to push the lead to 19-14. The Bulldogs answer as Tom Schneider connected with Mike Ryan on a 33-yard touchdown strike with 8:35 to play in the third. That gave Ferris State a one-point lead. That score stood up until 4:16 remaining in the ballgame. Belmonte scores on a the game winner, I guess you'd call it, on a 31-yard field goal as the Wildcats took advantage of a couple big calls against Ferris State and a couple big plays to move into Bulldog territory. And Northern Michigan wins it 22-20, the final score here at the Superior Dome. In terms of total offense here in the ballgame, Ferris State with 306 yards, the Wildcats with 229. The Bulldogs had 16 first downs compared to only 9 for Northern Michigan. Quarterback Tom Schneider, 21 of 28 in the air for 190 yards and 2 scores. The Bulldogs had 2 turnovers, both in the first half, one on an interception that took a lucky bounce for Northern Michigan right at midfield, the other coming on a fumble by Dwayne Williams inside the red zone for Ferris State late in the first half. In terms of rushing, Tyler Thomas leading the Bulldog ground game with 66 yards on 10 carries. Mike Ryan had 6 receptions for 76 yards for Ferris State. On the opposite side, freshman quarterback Jacob Hicks, in his first career start, 11 of 16 passing for 96 yards. He took care of the football as the Wildcats here in the ballgame did not turn over the football. On the offensive side, Dustin Branshaw with 6 catches for 78 yards, and Privatelli had a great game out of the backfield, 24 carries for 135 yards and a score as Northern Michigan defeats Ferris State 22-20. Sandy, some of your final thoughts here on the ball game this afternoon.
Yeah, I think, you know, Northern Michigan really, I thought, came out and did what they had to do. You know, Privatelli, you got to take your hat off to him. 135 yards on 24 carries, a rushing touchdown. Lest we forget, he actually had a passing touchdown as well, where he connected with Brancho. So, I mean, really just a great all-around game for Privatelli. Really did a good job of running the football. His offensive line did a good job of opening up the holes for him. They were able to be successful on first and second down, put the Bulldogs in some tough positions in terms of their defense on third down. But, you know, it's really hard to hang this on the defense. I thought the defense really did a nice job for the most part. Special teams from that standpoint, Northern Michigan's returns really set them up on a short porch too much of the game. really put the defense in a tough position. And the offense, you know, played well at times, but, you know, couldn't quite make the amount of plays that they needed to make. They had a couple of key turnovers. And when you look at a couple of turnovers at key times in the game and you lose 22-20, you know, it's the little things that really add up. So, you know, Ferris just needs to clean up those little things and see if they can get this thing back turned around. They're that close, you know, to being undefeated in the conference. So they're still close. There's still a lot of things that they can play for. They have two losses now in the season. So there's still a lot of things out there. You never know what's going to happen. I think this is probably as much parity as we've seen in the GLIAC in a long time. So, you know, Bulldogs can't hang their heads. They got to bounce back and see what they can do against Grand Valley next week.
Grand Valley, of course, still undefeated in conference play going into tonight's home game against Lake Erie, a game they should be projected to win. In terms of Ferris State and where they're at in the GLIAC right now, three teams behind Ferris and Grand Valley coming into today's action with one loss apiece. One of those teams for sure is going to have a second loss as Hillsdale right now leads Michigan Tech 21-17 late in the fourth quarter. The other team with one loss has already lost today as Ashland defeats Wayne State 40-35. With all of that going on, still really a first place showdown next week. Top Taggart Field, the Bulldogs lose a game here today, but in terms of what they want to play for the rest of the way, still in good position for any of that to happen, as next week Ferris State will be hosting Grand Valley State, a 2:00 kickoff at Top Taggart Field in Big Rapids. A great crowd here on hand today at the Superior Dome. A number of Bulldog fans as well. We're sure they'll be back next week, hopefully a lot more as well at Top Taggart Field. Sandy, we mentioned coming into the game, should be a great atmosphere, a great game next week in Big Rapids. Taking away the Ferris State loss today still really doesn't change the impact of what could happen next week at Top Taggart Field.
Yeah, absolutely. We know that's still going to be a huge game. We know that the rivalry is in effect. And let's be honest. I mean, this is as close as Ferris has been in terms of being competitive to Grand Valley in quite some time, let's be honest. But you're looking at it and you say, you know, you think Ferris has got a pretty good chance if some things go their way. So, you know, it's going to be up to the Bulldogs again to bounce back from this game. It's going to be a tough loss emotionally. It's going to be a long trip back to Big Rapids. But they got to bounce back, learn from this game, use the time on the road, in the bus, think about the things that did not work out well for you. Think about where you need to improve. Get in there Sunday. Get in there Monday. Get in, look at some film. Find out what you need to improve on. So hopefully the Bulldogs can capitalize on this and learn from it and then get motivated. I don't think they should need any motivation. You got the Lakers coming up. You got Grand Valley coming up. So it's going to be a lot of blue, black, and white in the crowd. And I'm sure the Bulldogs will be motivated. I'm sure there'll be a lot of crimson and gold in the crowd.
Should be a great game again next week as well. Hopefully at Top Taggart Field as the Bulldogs host what likely will be the number one team in the country in the Grand Valley State Lakers. A 2:00 kickoff at Top Taggart Field on Saturday afternoon in Big Rapids. That's going to do it for Bulldog football here today from the Superior Dome in Marquette. A hard-fought contest. The Bulldogs had plenty of opportunities, but come out on the short end of a 22-20 score against the Northern Michigan Wildcats. Thanks to my partner, Sandy Golston. Thanks to David Fiala, the Sports Information Director here at Northern Michigan University. Thanks to Jacob and the crew back at Y102 as well for all of their help in making this afternoon's broadcast possible. And can't thank our fine sponsors enough of Bulldog football here on Y102. Don't forget, Bulldog hockey coming your way tonight. In Big Rapids, from the Ava Glavin Ice Arena, as Ferris State takes on St. Lawrence. You can also hear that live here on the Big Rapids Radio Network, a 7:05 p.m. faceoff from the Ava Glavin Ice Arena in Big Rapids. That's going to do it for Bulldog football today on Y102. Rob Bentley with you. The final score, Northern Michigan 22, Ferris State 20. This has been Bulldog football on Y102. Have a great day, everyone.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Ferris State University football on today's Hit Music Y102.